Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Joe Heffernan joins me on this Tuesday afternoon. Good afternoon to you, Joe.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
And you're very welcome to the programme. Now, we last week started talking about the symptoms of depression because, unfortunately, with everything going on and everything that we've come out of with lockdowns and the pandemic and COVID very much still there and the war in Ukraine, unfortunately, we're seeing an increase in depression. And last week we were talking about the symptoms of depression. So we want to move it on for people today and to very much talk about, can we help ourselves?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, sometimes our thinking can be very skewed and we need to, as it were, think about our thinking. So, yeah, we could mention a few things to do with that. And of course, the number one thing that we can do is talk to a trusted person about what's troubling us. You know, bottling stuff up is not helpful. It's not the way to go. And whether a trusted friend, or family member, or a professional person in the line of counselling, psychotherapy, someone that we can trust that will respect our confidentiality. That's number one, to open up a bit.
Yeah, and the old adage, you know, a problem shared is a problem halved.
Absolutely.
It can and does work. And then there's practical things. And this can be hard for somebody who's really battling depression, keeping active and watching what you're eating and or drinking.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't have to be a marathon. It doesn't have to be a big thing. I would often have a walk that a lot of people would consider, you know, kind of like, for God's sake, hardly worth doing. But it is worth doing. And when I do it, I feel better when I come back, even if it's, you know, not breaking any records. It could be quite short, but it's a bit of fresh air and it's a bit of activity. And, I mean, I'm privileged that Mary is the one really who watches the diet. You know, I wouldn't be great that way, maybe. Maybe too many biscuits and things, but the meals would be healthy.
Yeah, you are what you eat.
Well, there you are. So that would make me a very sweet person.
So as a balanced, healthy diet. I mean, yeah. That's something that Annalise, our nutrition therapist, always says. Everything in moderation. You can still have the biscuits, but just go easy on the biscuits. But if you combine that with exercise, and everybody knows exercise releases positive endorphins into the brain, you know, all the science is there behind it as well. So that's very much a way of helping yourself. Then the other one then is when the negative thoughts start to creep in.
Exactly. And to be able to challenge them. One of the great methods of having a think about our thinking is to write down. It might sound a bit, sure, I know what it is, so why would I do that? But apparently, and it has been proven, many persons that I've been talking with have done this, and it has helped the person greatly. to write down about what the problem or situation is, like what exactly is bothering me. And when I write it down, it becomes clearer in my head. And then I can ask myself, okay, can I do something constructive that will help? And if not, can I let it go? I'd be thinking about things like regrets, things in the past, things that were done or indeed not done. You know, can I do something that will help with that situation? If I can, well then, let's do it. And if I can't,
let it go.
Move on.
Yeah. It's like if you have an argument with somebody or you've been blamed in the wrong or somebody's, you know, accused you of something or, you know, I always sort of think of, you know, if it doesn't sit comfortably with me, if it wasn't my fault and there was nothing I could do about it, then in my own mind, hand it back to the person that it's coming from because it's not your worry, it's actually somebody else's. But don't, you know, don't take it on board yourself.
Exactly. If we can, and we've to work a bit at that.
Yeah.
You know, serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Mm.
You know, so important.
Yeah.
And the kind of thinking that we can do when we think about our thinking would be to ask ourselves, do we see things in, like, black or white? That a thing is either perfect or it's a failure. The kind of catastrophic thinking. It won't be just bad, it'll be awful. You know, that where is the validity in that? And that's where the writing down it can help. You know, that there's a lot of areas in our lives that are more grey than black or white. So we need to kind of see things in a little bit less extreme ways.
That's the catastrophic thinking that you've often spoken about in the past before.
Yeah.
And to sort of get away from that.
Yeah, to ask ourselves, like, might it be okay? It mightn't be perfect, but could it be okay? Can I cope along one day at a time? And when you think about it, like, what else can we do? Only cope away one day at a time. Sometimes we've to just plug on, do the few things we have to do in the day, and trust that that maybe tomorrow things will be a wee bit better.
It might be a better day. And then the I must and I should have.
Yeah. I saw a sentence one time that a person was suffering from congestion or something of the arteries. I ought to do this and I ought to do that. That we'd look a little bit more about what do I want to do. And to try and not be telling ourselves too much of I must, I should have done that. Regrets can be futile. We can't change the past. If there's something we can do, like maybe pick up the phone or send a text or something, fine. But I mean, when we can't do anything about something, well, there isn't any point in having it ruin our day. Now, that's easier said than done. Sometimes many a person would have said to me, I wake up in the morning and about 20 seconds later, that same old issue comes into the head. And what do I do about it? Well, I mean, try to cope along as best we can. Maybe the bit of activity, a couple of jobs that have to be done, to do whatever we find helps. That could be taking a bit of time out. It could be as simple as going to see a film. It could be something as simple as watching some program that we're really interested on the telly. But just to get our minds off of the constant rerunning of the same old tape over and over and over again.
A bit of distraction. And sometimes considering that you may be completely right or you may be completely wrong.
Absolutely. And to allow for that. And very often, I would have spoken to many a couple down through the years, and apart from something outstandingly clearly wrong, like abuse or an addiction, usually the situation does not mean that someone is 100% wrong and that the other person is 100% right. And I suppose one of the ideal, one of the helpful things in couples counselling would be that both people would kind of look, you know, at both sides of each issue that might arise, and would at least consider that they would have contributed themselves to whatever the issue is, and that helps. That that we don't get into the situation, the thinking situation, where others or the other is completely wrong and that we are completely right, that we'd at least give thought and consideration to the question, where am I wrong in this?
Yeah, yeah. Could I be wrong as well? Mike in Bantry said on negative thoughts, he reckons it's a bit like weeding a garden. Mike said, it's up to me which one of those negative thoughts I keep and which ones I take away. Keep in contact with friendly, like-minded people. And Mike in Bantry says, Grow is a wonderful organisation.
Absolutely, without a doubt. A wonderful organisation. Organisations like Grow and Aware, etc., or if there's a specific problem like alcohol or gambling, the likes of GA, the likes of AA, there's an awful lot of help out there.
Yeah, somebody else is citing Aware, saying what a wonderful organisation Aware is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, do I believe my feelings and dismiss logic, you suggest?
Yeah, I often talk about I over E as against the E over I. Like intellect over emotion, rather than emotion over intellect. If emotion is driving the car, we're quite likely to have a crash. Whereas if logic is on top, we can see things a little bit more clearly. When we're emotionally very involved in an issue, sometimes we can see the wood for the trees, as we'd hear, that to kind of try, again, now the writing down would help so much in that, to kind of look at it objectively and to come up with if there are solutions or ways forward to consider them, rather than having emotion running the show not using our logic. I mean, if emotion is completely running the show, well, then we've lost the head.
Yeah, and understand if you make a mistake, it doesn't mean you're a lesser person because you've made a mistake.
Absolutely. I mean, we all will make mistakes. We all have made mistakes. And it doesn't, I mean, if I've made my mistakes, it doesn't mean that I'm a fool.
Yeah.
It means I made a mistake,
yeah,
which any sensible person will make anyway in life.
And you learn. I think you always learn from any mistakes.
No, you're talking that,
And then that leads to forgiveness. But forgiveness of, not just of others, but of forgiveness for yourself.
Yeah, yeah. If I got it wrong, look, I'm a human being. I got it wrong. I've learned from it. You know, I won't be making the same mistake again, but I need now to forgive myself and to be kind to myself and to sometimes ask if it was a good friend who was sharing this with me, what would
How
I
would
say?
How would you react? Yeah.
And usually it would be with kindness. You know.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
And don't be always dependent on others for approval.
Yeah, like we would talked a lot in the work about codependence, codependency. You know, am I living my life seeking the approval of other people? And we need to get to a point where if I'm getting my own approval, if I'm able to look in the mirror and say, you're okay, you're doing your best, well then, that is a lot more important than being, you know, people-pleasing, never saying no, because that can eventually get us down, because we're putting ourselves about number 7 on a list of 10, whereas we need to put ourselves first. And a person might say, but isn't that awful selfish? And I would say,
not.
No, that's self-care.
Yeah, absolutely. And then finally, life isn't always fair and life isn't always perfect.
Indeed it is not, no. And can I accept where I have either been wronged or wronged someone else? And can I accept that and move on? And the forgiveness would come in there. Like, but life is sometimes very unfair. You know, you'd hear of some families where one bad happening was followed by another, and you'd say, Mother of God, like, could that family ever get a break?
I know.
And so life can be unfair.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate. That's the reality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As always, a pleasure to talk to you, Joe. We'll chat again next Tuesday. Have a good week.
Thanks, Patricia.
And thanks.
The same to you.
Thanks.
And JP and Aldale.
Thanks for joining us.
And our listeners.
Bye-bye. Thanks for joining us. Joe Heffernan runs a counselling practice in Boherbury. His number is 086-834-8145. 086-834-8145.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.